Day 3. The Golden Key of Messianic Prophecies.
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Luke 24, verse 27. Prophecy represents one of the most powerful proofs of the divine origins of the biblical text. The book of Daniel is a classic case in point. In the midst of the 6th century BC Babylonian captivity, Yahweh reveals through Daniel his present and his eternal purposes for Israel and the world. Daniel accurately predicts the progression of kingdoms from Babylon through the Median and Persian empires to the further persecution and suffering of the Jews under Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes, including the Syrian despot's desecration of the Jerusalem temple, his untimely death, and freedom for the Jews under Judas Maccabeus in 165 BC. Moreover, the book of Daniel prophetically looks forward to the coming of Messiah. As prophesied by Jeremiah, Jerusalem would experience a partial restoration after 70 years of exile. However, as revealed through the angel Gabriel, the return from exile was merely a type of the antitypical freedom that would be experienced through Judas Maccabeus, which itself was typological of ultimate restoration through Jesus the Messiah. Since Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, it shouldn't surprise us that prophecies regarding him outnumber all other prophecies. Many of these prophecies would have been impossible for Jesus to deliberately conspire to fulfill. For example, his descent from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his birth in Bethlehem, his crucifixion with criminals, the piercing of his hands and feet on the cross, the soldiers gambling for his clothes, the piercing of his side, and the fact that his bones were not broken at death, and then his burial among the rich. Perhaps the most beloved of all Old Testament prophecies is encapsulated in the words of Isaiah, who 8 centuries before the birth of Christ wrote the following immortal words: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Only Messiah, born of a virgin, could match the meaning of such majestic monikers. Not only so, but the Christ who walked through the doorway of Isaiah's messianic prophecy made the ultimate prediction: "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Over the years, I've discovered time and again that messianic prophecy is the golden key that unlocks the hearts of even hard-boiled skeptics.